Famer, the trap. George?
I'll put him on.
Thank you. Just a moment, Mr. Reeder.
Except for the 32-36 period, which was not prosperity, this first four-year administration in 100 years gone without any recession.
Say that. Now that's good, and that ought to be a headline, yes?
George Reedy.
Yeah. I was getting set to brief. And just wanted to go over some things.
You know what?
I
couldn't find the story anywhere on her cabinet meeting. I looked
too late. Much too late.
Well, why didn't you take my statement and go on and give it to them when we went in there then?
I didn't have it at that point, sir. It was given to me to mimeograph.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it.
I wonder if we can't take pictures of Tim that way and give it to him and let him go on and do it. If it takes that long.
You mean at the beginning?
Yeah.
At a 5 o'clock meeting, we should, sir.
Definitely. I told Juanita to take pictures of it. She didn't do it, huh? At least didn't get them to you, huh?
Well, the statement didn't come in until later on, sir.
But even I had it at 5 o'clock, see?
Yeah, well, it didn't get to me well after the meeting started. On the days.
Well, you've got to speak up now because I don't know those things. I'll speak up and say, if I don't get it in 10, 15 minutes, I'm not going to get
right.
it anywhere.
What I would like to do today is get your statement before the businessmen and put it out about 2 o'clock when you start.
All right, I've got to, Walter Heller, get those two in the speech right quick, find out where the speech is and get those two sentences in it because it needs to be mimeographed right now to put out. Now, you be prepared. You take those notes you sent me, those 10 things that you have them with you. So if I want them, I can refer to them, and so you can get up and explain them if you need to.
Hello.
And get me the number working, Walter. 72 million, I'm sure. Hello.
What I'd like to do is to get the speeches out, get the guest list out at 2. And I think this one I really think should be just put out as a speech. I think you're going to get more... I think you get more impact on it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then, next on the,
Wait just a minute, somebody's hounding me. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what else we have. Now on the Peace Corps thing, should we just bring the press in for a picture or what?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. Have you got my statement? Is anything in the statement? See if Bill Moyer's got anything in it that's any good. And if we do, we'll do it out in the...
Rose Garden.
Yeah. Or we can do it in the cabinet room.
Either way, sir.
I'll just have him sit in the cabinet room if there's anything we got in the statement to say.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I think have you talked to either Wagner or Hoover this morning?
No. No, and I don't want to. I don't want to get close to it. Hello, Mr. Sullenberg. Sit down, Si. Be with you just a minute.
Yeah.
I've got a little note here this morning of, it doesn't trouble me because it doesn't bother me. But it's not very complimentary to your profession. I have 7 items, and 6 of them are absolutely incorrect, and they're all quoting me, and they're all reliable newspapers. Now, if that's the kind of information the country is getting generally, we're going to be in a hell of a shape exercising judgment. Allen and Scott say Johnson is strongly urging the report of the Warren Commission be made before the Democratic Commission and is giving no reason for it. I haven't heard of it, don't know a thing about it. Haven't seen either one of them, haven't talked to any of their stringers, and never entered my mind, and Warren's going to get it out whenever he wants to. That's clear to make. John Scully, ABC. Raiders are being dropped into North Vietnam. Johnson knows all about it and highly approves. I knew it and I read it in the paper, and I don't approve, don't know a damn thing about it other than that, and they tell me it's not true. That's John Scully of ABC. William Howard, editor of Houston Post, says the administration is sitting on a cupboard full of Pentagon research projects that have already moved in the hardware stage, and all of them are items that Goldwater said are very much needed. That just isn't so. And I don't know who Howard is, and I never heard of him.
Neither have I.
I'm not sitting on anything. And the New York Daily News says a Cuban exile, Sayre LBJ, is cooking up a reconciliation with Castro at the behest of the New York Times. It seems hard to believe the White House would sell Cuba's freedom, but stranger things have happened, and we've got to keep a skeptical eye on the Times and Johnson. That's number one. Johnson has proof on his desk that communists are involved in the Harlem riots and are waiting in the wings, Morgan Beatty. I have no such proof. I don't know it. I am told that they strongly suspect that there's some right-wing southern reactionaries, including one Texas millionaire that may be old man Hunt, that financed some of this operation.
Hoover has not been able to confirm that. That's merely suspicion. But this is proof, according to Morgan Beatty, on